Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
The next morning, it shows him on the camera, just like, he's like, so something not so chill happened last night.
People always think that you're stoned. You never smoke. You've never. Have you ever
smoked the mustache?
Have I ever smoked?
Yeah, like chronic, the devil's lettuce.
No, not,
you just never. Don't sleep.
What?
Just to give you a record. Just what you say? Oh, because no. Every single time that you're on camera, your eyes are red. But that's right. Because you literally don't fucking sleep.
Well, that's because we do these shots at 11. It's 11 right now. 11 a.m. And I go to sleep. I stream until 2.
Yeah.
And then I go to sleep at, I drive home and then I go to sleep at like 3:30, 4.
Damn, you live an hour and a half away? You fall asleep right away?
No.
People like to enjoy their free time.
No, I said 2:30.
Off the wagon.
He's like, if you want to enjoy their free
Not
time.
Everything is streaming videos. Like
stream video. Stream.
I like to watch movies, for instance.
Video. But it's just, every time I'm on,
yeah.
And I'm a very giggly person just in general. So
yeah.
People see the red eyes and then they see the giggles.
Oh, people say I'm stoned all the time too because I have allergy shiners. I look like I don't sleep, but I sleep adequately every night. But I'm just very allergic to my animals, so.
That's the craziest thing. Buzz gets the same eyes that he does when he comes to my house.
He's allergic to himself.
And we think it's
really?
What?
Yeah,
he's
what?
Allergic to himself.
He can't stand
he's allergic
himself.
To dogs. It's
what?
Crazy. It's mind blowing. I don't. I can't imagine it.
What?
So like every single time we babysit
imagine being
him
allergic
or we dog
sit
him, like he'll wake up in the morning and his eyes will be like this, just red.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
what
Buzz,
but not at your house though.
No, our
sometimes.
House too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if he just
and
died?
Originally, we thought that it was because he was drinking the pool water, even though
oh
the pool water is it's not that bad. We trust you, Chase.
He likes it. It tastes good.
Bro, like, he's the only dog that jumps in that pool, like, willingly.
He just jumps in?
Yeah.
He goes rogue.
Yeah, he goes rogue.
I love that.
Anyway, so I checked my phone yesterday. I got an alert because of the cameras here, and I wake up, and it's like 6:30, and I wake up, and I see an alert at like 3:30 a.m. at the studio, and I'm like, what? Wheel Flex?
Huh?
What were you going to say?
No, I'm about to talk about him
yeah.
and Bruce.
Bro.
What the fuck are y'all doing?
They were having a party.
Damn, that shit was fun.
It wasn't a party. We were just laughing together.
That's what I'm saying. They were like a watch party of Vision, a watch party of This Is The End. Best intro ever.
Yeah.
When Danny McBride is like,
comes down. Yeah. Yeah, that's just super cool.
So good. Anyway.
This Is The End?
Yeah, we were crying.
Yeah, that movie's
funny.
We started at like
4
a.m.
Jonah Hill, that movie's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
bro.
He is. He's so kind.
It's me, Jonah Hill, America's sweetheart.
My favorite part when they're doing like their self interviews and he's just sitting there and then he just starts peeing on himself.
Dude, I was crying when the demon comes and fucking butt fucks Jonah Hill. And the next morning it shows him on the camera, just like he's like, so something not so chill happened last night.
That movie is
not
good.
So chill.
That was Bruce's idea, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, him, and TJ watched that.
Yeah, he said
when
he
we were
was
teaming,
crying.
And yeah, they were crying.
That show was so.
The
fun.
One show that is crying. The funniest that makes, like, and I was saying that every single time I see the intro to that, I immediately stop it and go watch episode 1 through 3 of Eastbound and Down. It's the funniest thing ever. No one's seen Eastbound and Down. Like,
I've
you need
it.
To watch it. No, have you seen it? Ever?
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Eastbound with Danny McBride?
It's so raunchy.
Really?
It's not raunchy. What do you mean by raunchy?
Like, the humor in it?
Just foul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always, for some reason, I always think of raunchy as, like, cringy. But raunchy is not that.
Raunchy is, like, unacceptable to, like, adults. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like normal. Oh, it's definitely unacceptable.
It's really, really, most of the public, really, really unacceptable. Which is why I watched the first three.
But episodes. So is Family Guy. Family Guy is
not too bad.
Oh, there's parts of Family Guy where it's like,
well, there's some parts of Family Guy that just haven't aged well. Yeah, I mean, it was already like flirting with a line, like what. 10 years ago.
And now you watch it
and it's way past the line. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's
doable. I mean, South Park?
Funny though.
South Park, yeah. South Park, because it's always been that, I think it sort of gets grandfathered in on the political spectrum.
Is it true that South Park does like a 24-hour flip time? In order to keep things as relevant as possible with current events, they write the show like 24 hours before they shoot it.
Yeah.
Because they're always doing it on like factual shit.
That's fucking genius. Yeah. Like, that is crazy. And they've been doing that.
And the cartoon is not that difficult to draw, right? Like, it's literal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming. I mean, it's difficult. Obviously, credit to the artist. I'm just saying, in comparison to a 3D render, right? Like, these guys are just like moving and doing the voiceovers.
I wonder how long it takes.
I don't think I've ever watched a South Park episode.
Really? Ever?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm not a fan of it.
You don't know who Mr. Hankey is?
No.
They made Ginger relevant.
Really?
The World of Warcraft episode was my favorite.
The what?
The World of Warcraft one?
Ginger. Which one's that?
They all four just get heavy into World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That shit's hilarious.
And that dude shitting on the... Yeah. And his mom, come change my bucket. Yeah. Bathroom! Bathroom!
She just comes in, he just shits all over, and she's just like, that's a good boy.
My favorite one is where they test whether or not, like, if you eat, obviously you poop, but what happens if you eat through your butt? Does it come something to you? So they start eating through their butt.
What the fuck?
Bro, it's that good. It's that good. Anyway, welcome everybody to episode number 10 of the Optic Podcast.
What an intro.
Thank you. Yeah, Matt's crying in the background. That's pretty good. That's a good sign. CDL launch event. We have notes, everybody, that our producers in the back gives us, and more often than not, we're like, nope. Nope. Hitch tweet Jake Lucky. Nope. GA smokes and snipers. Why wasn't there any snipers?
Because the snipers.
There's no smokes.
And snipers are
busted. Once the smokes are fixed, there will probably be snipers.
But they're still busted.
They still need to fix the snipers. Because
you know the smoke shit. What's wrong with them, right?
You throw in the middle one way.
You stand on your feet and you like stand in front of it and they can't see you and stuff.
Yeah, no.
That's why we know.
Can you see the light from the scope?
Yeah, but that's not the problem. See, the problem is because you can't use smokes. We can't use snipers because if you use snipers with no smokes, there's no way across and shit. That's why, you see what I'm saying?
That accurate you guys are.
Yeah.
Huh.
Snipers are.
Because the way to
they're
counter
good.
Snipers, you throw smokes down and you cross.
It's like a weird thing where, like, sniping in competitive, strictly in competitive S&D is like the most busted it's ever been.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
Because there's no flinch. So if you're sniping at something, or if you're scoped in at something, if they get first shot on you, all they have to do is pull the trigger.
It's not even just that too. I don't know about you guys, but when I use a sniper in this game, it feels like there's times where I'll just like, if I'm drag scoping especially, I won't even end up hitting them, but it'll just give it to me anyways. Mm. Like it like magnetizes to them, just kills them.
Yeah.
When I'm just like swiping across my screen fast as fuck.
Okay, yeah.
You're cracked for that. Yeah. What do you mean? It just gives it to you.
Like it just gives it to you. Like I'll be like, wait, I don't think that was on him. But I'll be like, I guess. Yeah, it was by him.
Yesterday, I thought all my shots were on him, and none of them were hitting.
They were on a weird pick. No, he was going off yesterday.
Okay, I saw a 7-piece. It was good.
Huh?
The 7-piece.
No, that was
not according
was
to Pomage. According to Pomage, it was not that good. According
that was about a week ago.
Shit.
About a week ago.
I got more clips coming.
Week ago.
You got clips on clips on clips.
Did you reverse boost that lobby?
Yes, or did.
No, we're playing GVs.
It was a snipers only playlist.
Oh.
People were like, how did he get these lobbies? And I'm like, dude, if you got these lobbies, like, if you were in my lobby, I'd smoke you.
Yeah, right?
That's true.
Like, don't talk like you... Like,
I hate that shit.
Like, people say that all the time.
You have a really good game, and someone in your chat's like, how does he get these lobbies? You're like, bro, get in my fucking
like,
lobby.
If you were in this lobby, you would not be doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People get tight about that.
I hate when people say that shit. Oh,
I'm the same. I mean, we play...
I have people in my Twitter comments, like they talk like I'm not a professional COD player.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe they just don't know, but they're like, they just talk like I'm not, and I'm like...
Lucky lobbies.
If you just literally look at my profile,
yeah,
it's like literally COD Pro, and they just act like I'm a YouTuber or something, and it's like...
Well, you are. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I get that shit all the time.
We went like 70. We went like 75 GB straight. People are like, "How come every time I accept GBs, I get like tryhards, and you guys get like easy players?" Like, maybe you suck. Like, have you ever thought, like, you
look
suck.
Inward, fella?
Like, we're good.
It annoys me. We and are most so of the good. Time, it's not like people that follow me. It's like people from outside the scene coming in, and I don't know. It just irks me.
Does it bother you so?
I wouldn't say it bothers me, but like when I see comments like that, like yesterday, I was like, I just lost brain cells reading this. Like, just some.
Does it bother you?
Just some stupid.
Like when
thread.
When Pamash came at you,
and said that that was what
hater.
Yeah, just hating.
Hater. Wait, Pam came
I was literally warming hater. Up for scrims so and popped funny. A 7 on screen, like warming up before
scrims. It was sick,
scrims.
Too. It was sick.
Wait, the and, one on
Cartel? Yeah. And Pam posted a gif, like, and
that's,
I was like...
That's such a
homage such tweet. Pamage is butthurt about this game because pub snipers think it's, like, the hardest game ever.
Uh-huh.
And competitive players literally banned it because it's too easy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's really weird.
Wait, what? They think it's the... Okay. That's a subject to talk about. They think this is the hardest game to snipe in?
Yeah, because...
Because
of the skill based?
The skill based matchmaking as well as like the ADS time.
I can get the skill based for sure.
The ADS time too. So like they go for like bow, 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 bow. Like they have to hit like a lot on screen at once. And so it's like the
Tundra's hella slow.
Right, the ADS time, and then you have to cock
back. The Pellington's good.
Yeah.
That other one that you use is probably the best one to get feeds. That like the one you don't have to even like scope out of.
Yeah.
If you do it fast enough.
But if you unscope, you're not considered cool.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You got to make it look cool.
You got to make it look cool. So
whatever.
Yeah. It's like I've never like
I was proud of it. I think that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, dude, as long as
I'm happy with it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
As long as you're happy with the result, like what else?
Hater Pam.
Hater.
Pam's just jealous that he doesn't get to hang out with us anymore. And it's only a flight, like a 3-hour flight away. Can you imagine?
3.5.
Actually, it's too far, Pam. Don't even try. I'm kidding. All right. So, CDL launch event. We had if you win, you count it as a real thing. If you lose, you're almost forced to say, yeah, it's a fucking script.
I saw Clay's tweet, and I was like, I died laughing.
What a pussy perspective. No, I'm not saying Clay directly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
you ruined the title for the guy.
If you don't want to win anything... When the public eye is watching you, like, glorified scrim, no, it's not. Like, this is the first match of the season. You want to set the tone for your team to carry out through the rest of the season. If you go in there and lose, your practice isn't working.
It's a cut. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a cut.
You get that loss. It's a cut on the back of your heel.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yeah, you might not know now, but that's
I don't understand how people would go into it with a mindset that, like, I don't want to win this match.
Yeah,
we went in like, we want to win this match. Especially because it was 100 Thieves.
It was 100 Thieves, we had a different like thing with them, but
yeah, still. I think those storylines, and you know what's crazy about that? Like I don't even like the show match that we had, or the reverse snake thing. Like my suggestion was to do that the ball draft, the bingo ball draft. You know what I'm saying? Where you have the two. What's wrong?
It's trolly as fuck. But yeah, go ahead.
He's trying to protect himself because he threw Florida in our pool.
I will say this.
That's fine.
That was pre-recorded. Before that happened, and he said to pick, he said, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't want people thinking that Hector was like fucking us over. I was like,
why
didn't
you ask like the whole team?
I did.
He did.
You didn't ask me.
I answered.
I answered the whole team. He said, I don't
care. You didn't ask me.
Yeah, it's in the
thread. He texted. I just said, do whatever. I don't care.
What did I say?
He didn't say anything.
Damn.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, just, I mean,
well,
it was there
for a
while.
Why is that a text matter? It's like a call, like, yo, what should we do?
I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I
have 800 unread text messages.
Well, that's weird.
I mean, that's a
huge thing. Who the fuck's texting you that much? Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, don't they get it? Like,
maybe I'm streaming. Maybe I'm doing something. Maybe I missed
it. No, it was in the morning.
But no matter what, we were going to get a pretty hard pool. And I actually like our pool.
Yeah, I like our pool, too.
I like our pool.
Especially after seeing
I don't mind our pool because
you're scared?
You got to beat anybody. But
Yeah. You scared?
No, if we win.
Go to church.
If we win, it sets us up better. Like, if we do good in the pool, it sets us up better at the major.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like the other pool's easy.
Yeah,
the other pool's just
no matter like, what's gonna happen. This is like any team is a contender. Period. Yeah. Huh?
In the league?
Yeah. What? Huh?
That's a cap.
Okay.
I'd say like 8 teams could win.
Either way, like the picks as they were listed, that's how I picked them. It was a flip between Mutineers and Rocker, and I saw it. It said Rocker, and I'm like, all right.
I think Rocker's probably a little bit better at search, or will be a better search team than Florida. Florida's probably better. Huh?
I don't know. I feel like Florida's just a better team than Rocker.
We recorded that like a week before, like literally an exact week before that thing went live. So people are like, didn't you just see what the Mutineers just did? I'm like, dude, it's fucking pre-recorded. What do you want
to say? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah. That's trying to be entertaining and shit, too. Like, you know, whatever. You know, you get in there and you try to be like, all right, let's have fun. Let's make this, you know, a spectacle. Let's try to do this. And
yeah.
If phase three was Florida, they wouldn't have been saying shit to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just because Florida won.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't care. I literally couldn't care. I was told pick whoever. And I figured we have to play anyone anywhere. And with this squad, like, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying we're on the best shit.
I was telling Stroh too, like going in there in my head, I was like, all right, I'm gonna make sure that Stroh puts us in his bracket. I wanna play.
I mean, that was a given. They weren't gonna.
Yo, I know, but I wanted to make sure that I told him. I'm like, look, Stroh, if you don't wanna have the E Classico anymore, that's fine. I will start a new Classico with FaZe. Okay? It's the new Classico now. E Classico retired. New Classico.
What about 100T? Yeah. That's gonna be another Classico.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think the Hundred Thieves one is it's a rivalry between Dashy and them, but then you guys are backing them up in this fight. You know what I mean? Because of
what about me and Austin?
Huh?
What about me and Austin?
Yeah. What about
That's
you?
It's a rivalry, I think.
Is it?
It's kind of one sided, but it's a rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, all right, who cares? Anyway, on that thing, there's a note here that says the real rivalries versus push storylines, and although I get it because some people aren't showmen, and the showmen, they just show up, they do their thing, and like nobody from their squad is, you know, out there like wiling out as this dude often does, as you often do.
The hell, why'd you come back to me?
Because sure I'm like, well, he's reserved. I'm reserved.
You're not reserved.
Reserved.
Anyway, do you think that we need to have push storylines, or do you think that they're there already?
They're there already.
Yeah, the storylines for this season are already there.
Yeah.
You don't need to push anything else.
Plus, you kind of like when storylines kind of just blossom on their own, you know? Yeah. Like, randomly, you'll just see someone tweeted someone, and then you're like, well, what the hell? Then you click the drop down, and there's, like, a whole bunch of beef with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't like that's just, like, a storyline building.
I don't like to push storylines between the top four, because you know that's what's going to get the most clicks.
Yeah.
Like, the Optic, the Thieves, the Empire and FaZe, like trying to build a rivalry between those four is kind of weird. That's why I really like the King of the North thing.
That's good.
That Ultra and Rocker have. I think that shit's cool.
Well, you just love Game of Thrones.
I used to.
So you're a little biased.
Paris versus London, like the Scraps versus Old Team.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's good. Stuff like that. Yeah. Like I like stuff like that because like it's gonna be fun to watch stuff like that now because the COD is fun to watch because last year. I didn't care about anything. No
people
offense.
Are saying the opposite. People are saying this weekend was boring to watch. A lot of people.
Who?
A lot of people. No snipers, no smokes.
Oh, well, the sniper smoke scene. Yeah, I get that.
Search is saying, pretty boring
but it was Search.
They're saying S&D is boring to watch.
It is. Yeah.
Well, Search no snipers, is boring to watch. Yeah. It is boring to watch.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, when you guys play it, it's fun.
We like to play it, but it's not that fun for
right. It's like NASCAR.
That's fun when you're driving.
It's fun when you're driving, but to watch it, it's like
okay.
And another
don't dislike
turn.
The video. These are the views of just him, even though he's from North Carolina himself.
No, NASCAR was really fun. Like, cause
no, you've already
you've already sealed your fate.
You've already sealed your fate.
No,
and another left turn.
Well, it's good because
one more.
The race is really exciting when it starts. Like the flag and everybody goes.
Is it?
And then you fall asleep for an hour. And then you wake up, and they're about to finish. And so
they're about to have.
Yeah. So then you go back to sleep again, and then
don't they lose like all the weight while they're racing? All water weight, they just start sweating and shit.
Really?
I think so. I think they lose like 20 pounds. Someone fact check this. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not bullshitting.
They lose
fact check this.
20 pounds.
Yeah, because they have all that gear on, and they're just sweating the whole time because it's all hot.
So they're just sitting there like. They come out looking pruney.
Holy shit!
They just come out. They've just been sweating for like an hour,
that's
like
so
drenched.
Crazy. It's probably the most exhilarating thing.
I'm not making this up.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
Cars going
5 to 7? 5 to 10. What did I say, 20?
Yeah.
That's so cap. Yeah. So 5 to 10.
I was going to go start driving. I mean, I could drive for exercise. Yeah, right? That's easy.
Shit.
Well, not easy, obviously, but you know what I mean?
Just get a race car.
To lose weight. I don't know. I personally think that the rivalries will happen just because, especially because a lot of people don't really understand like who gets along, who doesn't, yeah, who said what, true. You know what I mean?
So a lot of players that like don't get along behind the scenes, but yeah, on the scenes, people don't even know they have beef and shit.
Yeah, like do you want to say like who? No, actually, don't say like who.
I'd love to. Whatever.
So the season starts February 11th, I think.
Yeah. We play our first match is the 12th. We play Paris. Dude, and then we play FaZe on the 14th.
That was just irrelevant.
What?
This is a season.
I saw something that said we play Florida, but I was like, what is this?
No, we play Paris on the 12th and then FaZe on the 14th.
I don't know. Wait, how is it organized this year?
It's
a bunch of league matches that are major.
It's like a league thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah.
We play everyone in our pool and then there's a major.
Yeah.
It seeds you for the major.
Oh, okay. But it's 3 weeks of pools.
Yeah, then the major.
Okay.
So it's, so like, 1 week we can only have one pool match in like the whole home series.
Yeah.
So you either
there's
play.
No, there's no winner of the home series.
You either play two or one.
Okay. Okay.
Three weeks go by, then you have a major.
Yeah.
Okay. And 3 weeks determine your
top three are in winners. Bottom three are in losers. First seed gets a bye.
So there's a major every 2 months.
Every month.
Every month.
Yeah.
There's a major. Month. Oh, okay. Okay. That's good.
That is good. I think we're in for a really good season. I had fun watching it. I missed it. I didn't know how much I missed it until I was sitting here watching.
Yeah, it was fun competing.
Either. Yeah, it was fun competing. Especially, like, how is it now that you're here and you don't have the ping from Cali?
Did you watch?
Yeah.
It's the best shit.
Yeah?
It's such a difference, bro. Like, it's kind of sad how
Would
much difference it is.
Did you scammed for not flying here last year?
Yeah, I literally texted Alec. I said, sorry for not flying here last year.
Yeah, I tried to tell you.
I just didn't think it'd be that much of a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and it was.
Was it?
It is.
How do you think our season would have gone last year?
I don't know. Because it wasn't like I was getting
don't
shit
on. Don't fucking
say
we would have won champs.
I'm not going
don't
to.
Don't fucking say it.
But it doesn't feel like I was getting
Why,
like.
You would have been so mad. Like, you told you to come.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would have been like, holy yeah, we would have champs for sure. But like.
It would have helped.
It would have helped to come gunfights, sure.
Have you ever teamed with Dashy before?
No.
How is it?
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, we've always been friends. I always knew I was going to team with him eventually.
Yeah.
Just because, like, we were always vibing together. Like, we always played SMD tournaments together, and he was just younger.
Yeah.
And that was just, there wasn't really a time for us to team.
Everyone was worried
always joke about,
him.
About it.
Who?
Everyone.
I get it, though. You know, he was but people don't get like 2 years ago. What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
He said to whip him into shape.
Did you?
Yeah.
he just had to have some
He's
fun.
He's literally living in my home.
Yeah, that's good. Does it feel good to be like the older brother?
No.
No?
No.
It annoys you? Like, oh, fuck.
He's been there for 3 weeks.
He's like, oh, you were in my house for 8 months.
That's not the same.
No, of course not.
He can get another place of living. Yeah. I had nowhere to go for 8 months.
He has a place of living. He just can't move in until this week. Yeah, this week. It's all right. I mean,
And just for the record, Hector did not warn me that Dashy was coming to my home. He just said, yo, we're here.
But that's cool, man.
Okay, Brennan gets it, bro. You hate him there. Like, yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, huh?
He's a great teammate, okay? Let me go back to the thing. But, like,
anyway, let's
I don't
talk
hate
about...
him there. It's just... And
well,
in
your eyes.
No,
why
I like...
Why are you so tight today?
I
imagine
like,
the comments today.
I like yeah. to set the alarm in the house.
Let's start... Okay, let's...
It is a highly robable
reset.
Neighborhood.
Listen, reset. Okay, I just turned the dial.
Neighborhood is sketchy.
Who hurt you this morning?
Nobody hurt me this morning.
Why are you coming in here yelling at people?
I'm not yelling at anybody.
Oh my gosh.
No,
you're on edge.
Please
I'm telling
Seth
you.
I'm just saying.
Spelling in the spelling bee.
Oh,
oh
yes.
I'm in the spelling bee, but I'm just saying.
Well, if he loses the word and
people,
we all start laughing, he's going to run like, what the fuck are you laughing?
No, people have been giving me shit about Bruce staying at my house, and it is an inconvenience. I live with my girlfriend. I live with Buzz. Like, I have an alarm system that I like to set. He comes in at 7 a.m. Like,
one time. Bro, you're going to be such a good dad.
I think you have something that worth complaining about.
Thank
but
you.
I also very much enjoy chilling here until 7 a.m. So I see both sides.
Thank you.
Pardon the interruption. We got very, very lucky in getting a sponsor last minute for the podcast. You guys have been so supportive of the podcast that, you know, people have taken notice. So kudos to you, to every single one of you who leave a like on the video. And share it with your friends. So the first shout out goes to Honey. So thank you to Honey, the official first podcast sponsor for the Optic Podcast. So huge shout out to them. And pretty much, obviously, the shopping that we do online on a daily basis, it seems like is the only shopping that we really do. Right? That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically tests them when you are checking out. Okay. Honey's basically your online best friend, right? Like the one that says, he's like, yo, use this coupon. Here's how it goes. So here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer. for free in two easy clicks. Then when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up. And all you have to do is click apply coupons. What it then Honey does, the browser extension, is it scours the internet, like I just said. It goes around and then says, all right, now this is $5 off, this is $10 off, let's use this one. The way that we use it here on the Hex Quarters is more often than not for food, for pizza, for pizza is mostly what we use it for, but you can use it for just about anything, you know, house supplies, et cetera, et cetera. So Honey has found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Think about that. Honey supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands and to even food delivery, as we just mentioned, right? It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free, and it works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/optic. That's joinhoney, joinhoney.com/optic. That's joinhoney.com/optic. So they know that we sent you. Please make sure that you use it. And you guess what? I'm not even going to be mad at you if you misspell optic. Okay, just use optic in whichever category you want, however you want to spell it, as long as O-P-T-I-C. Okay, again, one last time. It's joinhoney.com/optic. Thanks, Honey, for supporting today's episode. Let's get back to the regular schedule program. It's good having people around, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like having night and day.
Yeah, having the amount of people that are here like now is so like dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't like being here alone?
I mean, I don't mind that either, but
it's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Even when there, because there used to only be one person, then there was two people, then there were three people. And so every time somebody else came in, I was like, oh shit, hell yeah, more buddies to hang out with.
Yeah.
And now that y'all two are both here, it's like, oh.
I don't know. I love it. I'm having such a good time.
Because we're night owls too.
When I was here, it was always nice to have like people around.
Oh yeah.
Like when you're streaming or something, like
when I was streaming,
just having other people to converse with and not just sitting there alone, you know, playing. Well, you have Blake and George, but
I feel you though.
I know, this place can get lonely if you're the only one here, and you were the only one here like streaming that late hours, because he wasn't even streaming that late of hours. And you used to that was quite the
That shit was fun.
Where'd you stream? Like right here?
At the end?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
shit.
Facing that
where the chairs are?
And facing that way.
Where the chairs are?
Yeah.
I would stream here. It was really weird.
I would have been sketched out someone's going to come behind me.
I don't even know how.
I don't know me either.
On stream, you just see a fucking like guy, hooded figure just like running up on you.
Just creeping.
And your chat's like, look out! You think they're trolling. You look at your OBS and
it's a 20-second delay and shit.
Yeah, because they always say, look out.
Strangles you? Yeah, they always
say. They always say, there's a spider behind you. There's a freaking tarantula. It's like, dude.
And then imagine there was though. Imagine there was just on your shoulder.
Holy shit!
Where'd that come from?
That would make such a good clip though. Imagine like you turn around and there's actually a fucking
tarantula. Not just a spider. It's a fucking tarantula.
Seems like a spider.
And then it jumps on your face. And you're running around trying to get it off your face. Like
you're staying in frame, so you get the clip.
You gotta monetize it. Anyway, are you guys excited for the league? Now having seen what you saw, do you? Has your opinion on who's the number one contender or the number one rival changed at all? Or still, you guys know who's going to be the who's who?
Yeah, I mean, us and Dallas are probably the best two teams, but
I can't wait to play on LAN, though.
You think LAN is...
Same.
Yeah.
You think is that big of a difference?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The atmosphere is so totally different.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
not even the atmosphere. Paying everything aside.
Huh?
Paying everything.
Well, like the match we played against 100T, the connection was probably the best connection I've ever played on in a match. I don't know about you.
It was pretty good.
That shit was really good.
Yeah, well, they're all here too.
Yeah, it was like everyone was in Texas. It was Texas servers. It's like that's the closest we could get to a LAN match.
At least twice a week, I get a text from Nate-Chat, and at least three times a week, I'm sending him a text saying, you're wasting your time. Just fucking move over here. Like, just move. Come chill. Like, imagine, like, he's like, yo, if I come through, will you put a streaming setup in? I'm like, yeah. Set up. Done. Let's go. Look how fun it would be if we could have like that sort of.
Yeah, Jack and I were texting about it too, and I was like,
Jack wants to come here.
I was like, when are you coming down here? And he was like started talking about it. I was like, oh, I was joking.
Funny
I didn't
thing,
know you guys were even thinking about.
Jack
it.
Was supposed to move in with me before he went to 100 Thieves.
Yeah, so was I
and Davis.
But you know, I didn't go to 100 Thieves, and so.
So
what happened there?
So what? There must have been like
so you can still move in with him? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Just imagine the vlogs would be dope.
He just high-fived you, and that's mean you're good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah. So does he. So it'd be good. It could be a couple.
It's not a team house. That's what people say. They're like, yo, have the boys move in. I'm like, this is not a team house. This is my home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This is my house.
He's like, it's a home of living.
Yeah. And that's kind of, that's why I also get mad about people. That's why I'm mainly mad is people's opinions about
how it should be.
Yeah, that's why I get mad.
They don't know what it's like to own a house.
Yeah.
Not that I do either.
No, but I know what you're saying. That has to get annoying, right? Because they'll put
annoying.
They'll put a certain accent to it, or they'll put a certain emphasis on something. Like, we joke around when you're like, you hate Bruce. We obviously, everybody knows that you don't, right? But like, they might overread into it and say, oh no, trouble in paradise already. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no trouble. It's just an inconvenience.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Your neighborhood is it's all right.
It's sketchy, dude.
I'm very big on security, so.
Yeah, no, we know.
Yeah.
So am I.
And we've already had one false alarm after New Year's.
Dog napper?
What?
Is it dog napper?
No.
Thank God.
Nobody came to dog nap Buzz. But after New Year's, we had somebody stayed over in the casita after New Year's, and we set the alarm, and they tripped the alarm by opening the casita door, and
they're bound to it.
We were so hungover, we just slept right through it.
Oh my God!
And I checked like my alerts on my phone, and like the cops came to the door and shit.
What?
No one answered.
Yeah.
So they just left.
They're like, they're
dead. That's what I thought. I called Hector. I was like, aren't they supposed to come in? They were like,
shit, my Uber's here. I don't know. Just fucking closed the door and ran out. Like, he's going to wake up.
I was like, aren't they supposed to come in?
No, you're on your own.
No. I think they are supposed to.
Investigate.
At least, yeah. At least, like, go in.
They turn into the neighborhood, and they're like, he's fine.
You know how when we got swatted, they went around the house, like, trying to look through windows?
You think he did that?
Yeah.
You think he, like, just looked in our back window and just saw just shit everywhere, bottles of alcohol, freaking...
Yeah,
they're like, champagne.
They're like, they're good.
Well, the other thing is, like, it was the day after. It's like
after, you know, New Year's.
Yeah,
too.
After so New Year's. So, like, somebody just left the house and everything's all good because, you know, obviously there's no screaming or no fires or no nothing coming from there. And since there was no reports afterwards, then I think it was all right.
I just thought that it worked differently. I thought they had to, like,
dude, just like imagine a burglar. Right, coming just for the on the off chance that he goes to that neighborhood, because like, why the fuck would he go to that neighborhood? He's gonna expect the best shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then he pulled up to the door and he sees Ring on the door and he sees a camera and he's just like, and he like looks up at the address like, shit, is this the, like, you know what I'm saying? You have to fucking play it off like, oh my God, it's a fucking camera.
Yeah, I think I'm at the wrong address.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That probably happens.
Yeah.
That probably happens like every day.
Yeah.
I bet you that 100%. Happens so often.
Well, there's the porch pirates.
You're like, dude, fuck.
There's a porch pirate.
I get alerts like every single day of people robbing packages from like other people. Because Ring has like, you get
the neighbor app?
Yeah, you get like, you get alerts from other neighbors.
Like, do they think it's like Christmas? Like, you bring a whole bunch home and they're like, yo, let's go.
Yeah. People post like bobcats like running through their yards and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, wow, that's dope.
And like coyotes.
No, it's not dope. I have four small ones.
Fucked, actually.
Buzz would fuck up a bobcat.
Yeah, easily.
I don't know. A bobcat? Maybe a coyote. Not a bobcat.
A bobcat for sure.
A bobcat's they're a little like, bigger. Like a mountain lion.
They're not that big.
Oh, maybe not a bobcat. I mean, I'm thinking mountain lion.
Mountain lions
you're from California. Yeah. Mountain lions will. Joe Rogan said that 90% of a mountain lion's diet is house pets.
Yeah.
Remember that?
What? They just come in and kill them and just take them.
Remember that video of the mountain lion like charging that guy on that trail and
slide canceling?
He was slide canceling?
Yo,
I saw that.
And he was like,
yeah.
Throwing shit.
He was like, holy shit, he's so cracked. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Like, stay back.
That
like,
shit
you
was...
can understand him.
No, my palms were like sweating watching that.
I would have rushed the cat.
Yeah, you would
I would
have
thrown. Yeah, I would have. I would have. 100%. It
would have rushed you back.
No, it would
have. Nah, it would have ran.
It would have ran.
They come up and see what you're about. They come up and see if you're a pussy.
Yeah.
If you're a pussy, you start running, they're going
to
attack you.
I am massive pussy in that situation.
No.
You have to like stand up, I think.
Yeah, if you're bigger than that animal,
you have to act like it.
Yeah, you have to act like it.
That dude didn't stand up. He got away fine.
He was running away kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad.
That's what I would have done.
That thing's deciding if he's prey or not.
Oh, I wouldn't have like ran. I would have like done what he did.
Bro, the thing that he had his phone like this and not a big ass rock in his thing.
I would not have recorded it. There's no way I would have recorded.
No way.
I think I would have just really quickly.
He's a psycho.
And then I would have posted the picture of the dead cat afterwards. Like I'll post. I'd be like, oh shit, this cat's fucking with me. And then put it away. I'm like, come on.
And your shirt's ripped up a little bit.
And I'd be like, wait, I didn't get that. Fucking scratch myself. I was like, what happened? Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a bear though, that's a different story.
A bear, you're supposed to look. You're supposed to, as you're running away, you take your sweater off and you drop it behind. So the bear can be like, oh shit, what the fuck is this? And then tries it on. He's like, fat bear in a little coat.
What the hell? Where do you think that? You just took that to a whole different direction.
I know, I just made that up. But I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Is that from Step Brothers?
No, that's from The Office.
That's right.
That's Dwight.
I said this yesterday, and you seen The Office?
I've seen The Office in like 3 years.
Okay, look. Answer me this.
I watched it recently. Rewatched.
I said this yesterday, and people disagreed with me. The Office is so good that you should only watch it once.
No.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I disagree with that
wholeheartedly.
Why, you know, why would that?
I think it's better the second time through.
I've seen Family Guy all the way through like probably 8 times.
Never.
Okay, that's weird. 8 times Family Guy from start to finish?
Well, we put it on at night.
Oh yeah, you told me. Never mind. That's
just
all right.
For like just.
You're probably like skipping through episodes too.
I need the TV on when I'm going.
You should
sleep.
Do that in Buzz's room.
What do you mean?
Just put
just have something on.
Just put like fish floating across the screen.
Yeah, or squirrels.
He loves movies. We were watching Infinity War last night, and he like was watching the whole time. He was just sitting on the couch, just like he was loving it.
Did he get a COVID test? He better fucking Troy. Yep. And.
Hey Troy, what's up dude, no long time.
Anyway, all right, so I guess there's two more topics left, and I don't really want to touch too much into this thing, but obviously there was some ninja drama that happened again, and essentially it was ninja saying that parents should parent their kids, citing that it's not his job.
How's that
drama?
I don't understand why people got so.
Dude, the shit what did he say?
Okay, let me finish. Citing that it's not his job to teach kids about racism and white privilege, gaming communities bashing him for it. Like, dude.
How did he say it, though?
I don't know.
I think that's a... I don't know. I didn't see the
context. When
I read that, I'm like, this dude can't fucking win. And that's what comes with that sort of that level.
He can't win. It sucks. The same thing happened with when he said he wasn't going to play Fortnite with girl streamers. Because at the same time, they like that looks bad on paper if you twist it that way. But at the same time, like that was when like the Myth and Pokimane thing was happening, where people would re-upload their gameplays and get like 5 million views on it. And it would title it like Myth Flirts with Pokimane, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't want to do that because I'm married.
Yeah.
And so he...
What? Miss Married?
No.
Ninja
was like, I don't want to do that because I'm married. And then now, instead of being respectful towards his wife, that's seen as, I guess, that's how I saw it at least.
They say never feel bad for a dude with a plane. Not, I don't know if he has one or not, but it doesn't matter. Like, I do feel bad a little bit because he can't fucking catch a win. When he talks shit to, and somebody tagged me. Earlier this morning, literally this morning, saying he owns a team. You don't see Hex shit talking fucking kids, and I'm like, I literally shit talk every single day, and I'm like, and there's a massive difference between like bullying somebody and then defending yourself and just be seen like the bully because you're a bigger dude.
Whenever Ninja's Hyper comes out, I love that shit.
Yeah, and then was rip into him. Yeah, and then the other thing, the one that I don't want to spend too much time on this. He is right. He is not the one that's supposed to be raising anyone's kid or
not,
teaching.
Not raising.
No. Or educating. Teaching. Educating.
Yeah. Educating. No.
It's not. Think about how the fucking stream would go. You're playing and all of a sudden
right,
it's like, you know, because I'm privileged, because I'm white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And guys, like that, this is what racism is. There's black dudes, Mexicans, Asians in that chat. Like,
it is. I mean, it's definitely not his place. I understand where he's coming from, but there he does have a ton of people that watches his stream, and like a lot of people are raised a lot differently, so if they're mature enough as a kid to see things from other perspectives, then maybe they'll take his perspective. Like if they grow up in a racist home,
but he's not actively out there saying
right
you know
I get it,
he's not actively talking about you know, political issues, right? Climate of the current America.
Right.
Right. So at what point does he bring up that subject to start the education? You know what I mean? Like, if I don't want any streamer anywhere talking to Olivia about what is life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want no, I don't want anybody, like, she's going to be influenced by people, but at the end of the day, she is going to have a conversation with her mom and her dad and her mom are going to tell her what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their way. But to just put that shit on him, saying it's like, you know, I'm a streamer. I'm here to, you know, play video games, not educate people. Like, how the fuck is that a bad thing?
I don't know how it's bad.
I think everyone just picks Part Ninja just because, I mean,
I think
he's just so massive.
I think a lot of people, like, it's weird how one person could say that and wouldn't get scrutinized for it, but he says it and they will get scrutinized for it. Like, if Hutch said that, do you think anyone would care?
No.
I'm going to ask
because Hutch. Because Hutch is politically involved and, like, Hassan, the big streamer that does politics, do you think people would care if he said that?
Mm-mm.
He says probably way more controversial stuff than that, and people don't give a fuck because that's what he does.
It's just
see what I'm saying? Like,
Ninja,
it's kind of like...
talks. The news stations go at it.
Everyone's listening to what Ninja's saying, just waiting to fucking scrutinize
it. They're not looking for a positive thing out of what he says. It's so frustrating.
Trying to tear
him
down.
Yeah, positivity doesn't sell
or they want
the clicks.
News. Super. They want to spin it to to, you know, to create news or drama.
It's like whenever he does all this like charity work, like I don't see that.
Well, no, how's that gonna get clicks? Like, who cares?
Yeah, I get that. But like
it's backwards.
It is so back. Yeah,
it's a shitty world.
It is.
I mean, what's it you that saying that people get rewarded for being bad? Like it seems like
a lot. It's really backwards. Like a lot of people that get banned on Twitch for like bad reasons, they'll come back and
blow up bigger,
get bigger.
Yeah,
it's like I don't understand it. But that's just how it
that's
is.
Life.
It
comes with people just love drama.
Yeah,
they love drama.
I mean, in anything, drama.
Anything.
Drama sells more than the actual. You know, in pretty much any sport.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, the NBA scandals, NFL scandals. Like, people are going to strip clubs and they're getting COVID, you know, and shit like that. Like, people eat away at that for, like, weeks and they just go in on this person. Like, which I don't agree with it, but, you know.
So it's going to get them clicks and shit.
Yeah, it's just, like... drama drives
it. It just annoyed me because I was brought into the conversation this morning by some dude and some dude said, man, I really hope that Hex replies to this shit. And I was like, all right, cool, I will. I shit talk every single, like, I don't know if they're 17. I don't know if they're 34. If they shoot my body, I'm talking shit. If they're talking shit about me, I'm talking shit back. If they're saying racist shit to me, I'm talking shit back. I'm not.
I'm saying racist shit back. I thought that was
wrong. No, I wouldn't say racist. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, wait.
No. And again, you know, obviously Ninja's way younger than me. He didn't grow up in the same climate that I did. Same as you guys. I grew up in a different era. Doesn't, like, all that shit aside, I feel like common sense is slowly and slowly and slowly getting, like, thrown out the window. Like, we went through it all last year with the Army, and I would come in here and look at you, and I'm like, since when did we become so fucking un-American that we don't support our fucking troops anymore? Because of shit that other people have done. You know what I mean? So I get frustrated in situations like that, and I know that there has been atrocious shit that this country has done from the beginning of fucking time.
Yeah.
But, man, like, at some point, you gotta have the enough common sense to draw the line.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those four... soldiers that are in there streaming with fucking name a streamer.
Yeah, doing their fucking job.
Yeah, doing their job because they're being like, why are you fucking shitting on their, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm
like,
trying to think about the people copy and pasting behind the keyboard.
I'm so fucking clever, dude.
I'm so superior to this guy I can tell him
it's that really
his life sucks.
What is this? What's going
that's
on?
That's how
here?
I see them typing is this.
Exactly.
Do you think that do you think that people good. That do that go into chats and try to do that and see other people that are doing that and they like whisper each other and become friends?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you think they go there looking for friends that are
dude,
also
you should
just
see
toxic
some of
and, like mean?
I don't really use Instagram very much, but you should see like the titles of the groups that like people add me into. They're like just disgusting. Like they
really?
Like, well, they'll add you into the group and then if you don't go on your Instagram, you're just in the group.
Yeah.
But like just imagine how many just shit posters
just
all come together and then it's like one just
and it's like one big shit.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
100%.
It's bad.
Yeah. I don't have my DMs open for many
well,
reasons.
I don't have them open, but I get the requests and if you get put into the group, you're in the group. That's not even a request at that point. They just put you in the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
they used to do that on Xbox, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Did they?
PS4.
PS4. You hit, I don't know. I was never in that. I always had my shit blocked. Always blocked. But just the, I don't need.
But the titles of the groups
pics.
Alone, I don't ever go into them.
Yeah.
But like the titles of the groups say? Alone.
I just don't need
just...
unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
What?
You don't like them?
No, what? No. I'm just saying I don't need that. I
it's like backstory, that's all.
it's the same thing where like you're in that group, right? And there's like a massive conversation of racist shit going on. They screenshot that and they see that you're in that group.
Yeah.
Somebody's probably like, holy shit, what can I see the rest of that? Just
oh, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's literally...
But they're sort of forcing you and putting you in a situation that you don't want to be.
Right.
I mean, but you don't even open it.
Anyway, I feel, again... I feel bad, and I feel man. And then Jessica obviously has to, you know, doesn't have to, but she always is, does like always has her man's back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And she like tries to explain, and then she gets shit talked, bro. It's yeah. like, oh man, and they do a lot, right? Like without being asked, like she'll like I'll see her tweet out every so often, like who has pet problems right now? Let me pay for your dog. Like I don't. Why don't they talk about that?
They do that once a month.
Why don't they talk about that?
It's just not going to get views.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked. It's all backwards. All
right, and last topic listed here is the McGregor fight. Great job, guys. Fucking topics. I'm kidding. So we have the McGregor fight. I try to stay up.
Roger's so tired right now. He literally...
Roger's just beginning.
That wasn't a whiteboard. He literally printed that out, and he made it look good. He has the bulletins all lined up and shit.
Yeah.
MLA Sorry, format.
Raj, we will say congratulations. The episode that you... bro. Everybody that's watched that isn't necessarily in our scene has complimented your skills, dude. Good job. And to the guys that were also involved minimally, congrats to them.
Jesus. All
right. So the McGregor fight, right? The McGregor fight.
Matt
did you watch
like
it?
That one.
Matt's used
he went,
to it.
He went, oh, Matt. yeah, we did. We watched it at my place.
Who did?
Me, Matt, Bruce, and Dylan, and our girls.
Oh, cool. I was alone watching it.
It was...
Yeah, I was streaming.
Okay.
I didn't get a text from
you. You could have definitely came over, and you asked if we wanted to watch the fight here, and we literally left and went to watch it there as you were leaving, too. You could have came over.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You said, I'm going home.
I was falling asleep.
I
want to
watch it in my theater.
I didn't watch it in my theater.
My theater.
I didn't. I watched it on my phone because ESPN Plus is a shit application. You should not... download it, and you should certainly don't pay twice the way that I did, and pay for the fight if you're not gonna watch. I ended up watching a cracked stream, but I paid for it, so I didn't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm consuming the content. I'm not stealing from no one. I'm not helping. Anyway, I was half asleep as the fight before. What's up?
I was just fucking thinking about something funny.
You want to share it?
No. No.
Anyway,
continue.
So I was watching it. I was half asleep, and oh the second God. That I saw McGregor go down,
I was just thinking about something funny.
I just saw it at the corner of my eye, so I was like, "Oh my God!" Anyway, so
I'm just like,
so what did you think of the fight? we're not ending it on that laughter again.
It looked like McGregor was beating his ass and then just randomly got his ass beat.
I didn't watch it. I was playing Minecraft.
I like got chills when McGregor started getting
when he was getting bodied?
Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
Oh,
like that's the two-time, you know, two-belt champ just getting rocked.
Effortlessly, this dude was controlling the fight the whole thing.
Who?
Effortlessly. McGregor. McGregor was fucking handling that shit effortlessly.
And then just
it's a fight. And one.
Yeah,
one.
But he, bro, this is what I'm saying. Like, one of my favorite fighters of all time. You know, aside from the, you know, all the bad shit he's done in behind the scenes in his personal life, he was one of my favorite fighters ever. And when I see him just like fucking bored in there, just like trying to do, like, obviously you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. Like, it's, you're not fighting some random dude. This is like a trained professional
fighter.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw him go against the fence, and then as he was dropping, he got the last hit in the mouth. I literally closed my phone, it was the first time I've ever been mad in that situation. Going
so you
to sleep.
Say he didn't care.
I know he didn't.
That's a lot of people saying that.
I know he didn't.
It didn't look like he like.
If you go back and look at the fight against the first one against Diaz, like he was gonna win that, but then again he got winded and he didn't finish when he should have.
Well,
finished.
That's not caring. That's just
no. Yeah, that's a complete. But the richer you get, the softer you get is what I'm saying. He has it all, man. And I don't think, like, if people are saying, it's like, oh, you know, he won because he's making the bag. Like, uh-uh. Like, you don't get to be that good unless you love the sport, and he loves the sport. And I know that he ain't happy with what it was, but I know that he didn't care. He just looked like he didn't care. It was so easy for him. It came so natural to him, just controlling him, keeping the distance. And it was just like, eh. And then he got caught, and then he lost. And that's where it is. But as soon as that one punch hit, I didn't sit around to see this. I didn't sit around to see this. Literally said.
We watched the whole thing.
Matt.
I was mad.
So a lot of people upset about it.
I wasn't disappointed in him. I was just mad at that he lost. Anyway, any closing comments there, gents, or are we going to get going? Are you going to tell me what you were thinking?
No.
Did you got to tell me after?
Yeah.
Please don't roast me about Bruce being in my house.
Why you turned away?
Just look him in the eyes, man.
That's your closing comment? I don't think...
Yes.
You can't close on that.
You can't close on that. Say something happy,
dude. How?
Ask him.
What?
I don't know. I was thinking about something funny.
I just don't want to get roasted for... I mean, I've been harping on it, so...
You got to get back on the wagon.
I've got to get back on the wagon.
You got to start drinking again, Seth.
No. People actually said that LeBron James drinks a glass of red wine every single night because it's good for circulation.
And you say, that's why I drink three.
No. No.
Bottles.
No.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Optic Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys have any topics, I promise that the production team in the background will read them and put them on the piece of paper next week, unlike this time around. But we'll see you guys on the next one. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.